Inflation was at 5% in the Czech Republic in November. That is the highest rate in over 6 years. Acceleration from 4% the previous month has been put down to rises in the prices of foodstuffs and, to a lesser extent, beer and fuels. Analysts say inflation should exceed 6% next year. However, wages should grow by more. Reports say experts, employers and unions all agree that salaries look set to increase by almost 8% in 2008.
Unemployment in November stood at 5.6%, which is the lowest rate in 9 years. Almost 350,000 Czechs were out of work last month, with an average of 2.4 applicants per position. Analysts say the jobless rate should fall further next year.
Škoda Auto is next month to begin producing Octavia cars, which run on fuel containing 85% ethanol, Hospodarska Navani reported. But they will only be sold on the Swedish market, where biofuels receive tax relief and have been popular for decades. Škoda board member Martin Jan said the company would like to sell the alcohol-fueled Octavias here in the Czech Republic, but the country lacks a network of ethanol filling stations.
Trams made by the Czech company Inacon have gone into operation in the U.S. city of Seattle. The manager of the project said one of the main reasons Seattle had decided on the Czech trams was their success in the nearby city of Portland. Inacon say they're hoping the Seattle deal, worth $10 million, will increase the firm's profile in the United States even further.
Sales of organic foods in the Czech Republic should total 1.3 billion crowns this year, Hospodarska Navani reported. That figure represents a rise of almost 100% on sales in 2006, and the trend looks set to continue. Tom Vaclavik of consultants Green Marketing told the newspaper sales of organic foods should keep doubling annually in the next couple of years.
The Czech National Bank is set to mint more coins in 2008 than in recent years due to uncertainty over when the country will adopt the euro, Mladá fronta dnes reported. After producing no 10 or 50 crown coins in 2007, the central bank will issue 10 million of each in 2008, a spokesperson said. At one stage, the Czech Republic had been planning to introduce the common European currency in 2009 or 10. But this year, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek refused to commit even to a revised target of 2012.